Today we're talking with Abby Jump and Emma Anderson from The Reporting Project. What local stories are you guys working on?
Well, first of all, we talked to Licking County's Board of Election officials and the people who make every vote count. So Brian Mead, a Republican, is the director, and Tess Wigginton, a Democrat, is the deputy director. By state law, a member from each party must lead the county board of election. They told us they take their work very seriously. Wigginton said their work is one of the guardrails of democracy. Mead added that on election day, the volunteers they train to run the polls are doing their civic duty. He added that while this job is a stressful job, especially before an election, it's worth it. Also, the Licking County League of Women Voters shared information about voter eligibility for unhoused individuals at the Newark Homeless Outreach last week. Licking County residents who don't have a permanent address may list a shelter or address where they can receive mail. All voters must have an approved form of identification, which includes a driver's license, a state ID, U.S. passport or card, interim ID, military or Ohio National Guard ID, or a U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs ID. And remember, the last day to register to vote is October 7th.
Some other stories we're working on. The Newark Earthworks recently celebrated the one-year anniversary as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Over the past year, the earthworks have seen four times more visitors than before the designation. This number is expected to significantly increase with the public opening of the Octagon Earthworks in January 2025. With the addition of another site to caretake and greater funding opportunities since the designation, Ohio History Connection plans to continue long-term improvements on both the landscape and educational programs. Also, Newark's Rollaway Skating Center is celebrating 70 years of roller skating fun. The rink next to the Licking County Family YMCA was closed over the summer, but has reopened to celebrate the big anniversary. So get on down there for some good, clean fun, and maybe, if you're lucky, some skating limbo.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.